Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, March 20th, 2012. The beginning of spring. This is audio number 152, maybe? I don't know. Hey, it's spring. The sun's on the right side of the hemisphere. I'm glad winter's over. It's actually nice out as I'm walking the puppy. It's light, too, so that's always nice. So today we'll talk about the stock market, Mitt Romney, earthquakes, Apple iPad. Start with the stock market. The stock market gapped open lower, right? And the reason because China. You know, China's been a big economic engine for a while. They've been growing at, pretty much an 8% clip for what seems like forever. And now that there's some worry that maybe things are slowing there, the stock market gapped down. I mean, heck, China's a bigger concern than Greece, right? But right now, folks want to buy stocks. They want to be in stocks. So the gap down quickly recovered. As a matter of fact, the Dow wasn't down that much, like, about 0.5%? And the NASDAQ and S&P were only down 4 points. And on the NASDAQ, that's only 14/100ths, 0.14%. So not really a big number, right? And the reason, of course, a lot of it's Apple. Everybody's got to be an Apple. Apple's a growth stock. Apple's a dividend stock. All the ETFs and mutual funds that want to own dividend stocks. Hey, that's one of them, right? And right now, everything's Apple. iPad sales going through the roof. So, heck, that's what's going on there. So the market actually recovered okay. And I guess this is what you want to see if you're a bull. You want to see just kind of a gradual decline, not much going on. Tendency at the end of the day is to be bought up a little bit. Shows there's a bias, people accumulating stocks. Everything looks good, right? I continue to have a cash position. And the stuff that I do own is relatively low beta. And so I'm expecting a correction. Of course, I could be wrong. I don't know, seems like we've come a long way since December. It's been a huge run, and the stock market doesn't go up forever. Of course, it can do what it wants forever and remain solvent longer than I can, but at least I'm not losing money, right? Just waiting for an opportunity. And at some point, I will probably start to venture back in. I've been doing little quick hit trades here and there to make a buck or two along the way, but that's about it. I'm mostly just ignoring things right now and waiting for the pullback to the 50-day moving average, whenever that is. And wherever that is, right? It's going to happen sometime. Anyways, earthquake hit Mexico today, right? 7.9%. Man, got a feel for those affected. I haven't looked at the news to see actually who was affected yet, but it just flashed up on my CNN headline app on the iPhone. And, wow, that's a big number, 7.9%. Mitt Romney had his own earthquake in Chicago, right? He won the vote by a huge margin. I think he had 117% of the vote. Seriously, he really crushed Santorum, and that's it's a quote-unquote northern state, so you would imagine that Romney would win, and the social conservatives would have a less appeal outside the southern states. I mean, Newt Gingrich barely showed up on the radar, and Ron Paul barely showed up on the radar, and you wonder how much longer they're going to go on. And really, with the poor showing by Santorum, you wonder how long he's going to go on as well. It looks like Romney's going to be the guy. There's been a lot of talk about how he's the Bob Dole or John McCain of 2012, and maybe he is, but I think he's got a little bit more going for him than those guys. And plus, Obama's facing higher gas prices and really kind of a slow-growing economy where employment really isn't picking up that much, so we'll see how people vote. And plus, I think that healthcare, Obamacare, is very unpopular. And I think, the gas prices affect a lot of people, too. So that's the kind of stuff that ticks people off because you see it all the time. You know, once or twice a week when you go to the pump, it's like, give me a break. Let's see what else. Apple. Did I talk about Apple? I think I did. Dividend madness. Everything Apple. Talk about the iPad. I'm getting into it. I figured out how to do a podcast from GarageBand with music, even. So that's kind of cool. So I'm sure there'll be more of those. I'll still get the Audibu number wrong, but at least I'll be able to do it on my iPad. Anyways, yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about real quickly, if I get my phone here correct. Ben Bernanke talked about the gold standard. And basically that there's no way in heck we're going to go back on the gold standard. I mean, the Fed really wants control of the money supply, right? That's what that's all about. They want to be able to put a little in, take a little out, put a little in, take a little out. And going on to the gold standard kind of eliminates them. And I know the Ron Paul fans would love to get rid of the Fed and be back on the gold standard, but it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Besides, I'm afraid if we got rid of the Fed, then Congress would take over the supply of the money, and who wants those guys doing that? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, they're the ones that spend the money. Could you imagine them in control? Holy smokes. I was reading a website, and they were talking about Jim Cramer's tech stock picks and pans, and I thought, hey, does anybody still listen to Jim Cramer? I mean, I think the guy's kind of entertaining, and he's on during the day, which I don't have a chance to watch. And is I think there's a video podcast or whatever they call those, videocast, a vlog. Anyways, I think he has one of those from his Mad Money show, but I don't know, it's like a million megabytes to download, so I'm not going to chew up my bandwidth with that nonsense. And I guess I could record it on the DVR if I had to, but I always think it's really entertaining. I used to enjoy his radio show, but yeah, I saw his list of picks and pans. Of course, he likes Apple, and he doesn't like TriQuint, and what are the ones? You get the idea. He likes IBM. I was reading a book by Todd Harrison, kind of an autobiography. Really enjoying it, and he talks about his relationship with Jim Cramer. It's kind of an interesting read on Cramer's psyche, at least from the view of Todd Harrison, so if you're interested in that sort of thing, you can read it on your iPad with iBooks. Well, hey, that's it. I am going to wrap up this puppy walk and head home. So, hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.